Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, your host of the Daily Challenges, and today's Wednesday, the day we try to make sense of what we read in the Bible yesterday. Yesterday we read a prophecy from the prophet Jeremiah about the coming perfect king known as the Messiah, who would be the fulfillment of everything that God had promised Israel and the world. Today we're going to read another prophecy from Jeremiah.
Behold, the days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and the house of Judah, not like the covenant that I made with their fathers on the day that I took them by the hand to bring them out of the land of Egypt, my covenant that they broke, though I was their husband, declares the Lord. For this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, declares the Lord. I will put my law within them, and I will write it on their hearts, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. And no longer shall each one teach his neighbor and each his brother, saying, Know the Lord, for they shall all know me, from the least of them to the greatest, declares the Lord. For I will forgive their iniquity, and I will remember their sin no more.
Now there's a lot of talk of covenant in this passage. Covenant is a kind of promise that God made with humanity. It's different from a contract because a covenant is made between unequal parties. God doesn't have to do anything for humans. He created us, we rebelled against him, he could forget about us if he wanted. But he willfully enters into these agreements with humans, even though he's the more powerful party, because he's also a loving, caring, powerful God. So he enters into these covenants. He did in some ways with Adam and Eve, with Noah, with Abraham. There were these series of promises that God made to humanity. And, on the other hand, some promises that humans were asked to make to him, to live in a right relationship with him, to live by his laws and commandments. When Jeremiah spoke of the existing or old covenant, he would have been speaking of the covenant that God made with Abraham to bless Abraham's descendants, the people of Israel, but also that Abraham and his people would obey God and obey his commandments. And the commandments were most visibly expressed in the Ten Commandments and the other laws of the Old Testament. These were laws that the people of Israel had always struggled to follow. Right after these were given, the Ten Commandments, Moses came down the mountain with these stone tablets and saw that the people were already disobeying God's simplest laws. And he had to smash those tablets on the ground to show how the people had already broken God's law. It was very frustrating for God and for Moses, I'm sure. So here in this passage, we see how God is going to write a new law. And this one won't be written on stone tablets. It'll be written on people's hearts. These laws won't be just about external behaviors. They'll be about the heart and whether it's oriented towards God or away from God. This kind of a law would be a portable law that would go with the people wherever they were, whatever the circumstances. And of course, this was important as God was preparing the people of Israel through Jeremiah for a time where they wouldn't have the visible and outward signs of their relationship with God. They wouldn't have the promised land. They wouldn't have the temple. They wouldn't have the kingship of David. He was preparing them for that time. And knowing that God's law was written on their hearts, not reliant on a temple, not reliant on any physical thing, was going to be important. They could still be God's people. They could still obey God's laws. No matter what happened to them, wherever they were still God's people. He wanted them to know that. The imagery is really beautiful here, that God's law will be written on people's hearts. There'd be no barrier anymore between God and his people. That's a big part of what he was wanting to communicate. There's a line in there about how nobody would need to teach people to know God anymore, but people could all know God directly. Now, that's not saying what I'm doing is wrong by trying to help you learn to know God. There's nothing wrong with that kind of teaching. What God is saying here is that it won't be necessary, that nobody will have a lock on the truth of God, but that anybody can access God's love because God wants to write his law of love right on their hearts. He wants to know them directly. There'll be no middle management, God is saying. Everyone has equal opportunity to know God. Now, this idea was a direct hit on the status quo, which would have seen the people of Israel's relationship with God mediated through the temple and its priests and that sacrificial system there. That was what they knew and understood. If they wanted to know God, they needed to go through the temple and its priests. But God was letting them know that that was going to come to an end, that he would soon, through a new covenant, relate directly to people's hearts. And we'll see how he did that tomorrow. But in the meantime, I've got a question for you to consider. How would you describe this new covenant between God and his people, using your own words? What do you think Jesus has to do with it? And what about this new covenant gives you the most hope? So have a great discussion. I'll see you tomorrow.